Father, we do thank you so much for this gift. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the greatest gift. You, the great I am. Lord, you are everything. You are all in all. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for who you are. And Lord, we just pray that you'd speak to us right now, Lord. Through your word, Lord, please get me out of the way. And Lord, we ask that you would govern this life, that you would govern this message, that you would speak your message to us, Lord. May we hear your voice and may we put into practice whatever you tell us. Lord, thank you for your word and how you speak through it. Please speak to us now. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Who is governing your Christmas? That's what we want to look at this morning. Who's governing your Christmas? Christian, my youngest son, just this past Monday, he had an ornament that he had made. I think he had made it in school, but it was displayed at the governor's mansion here in Montgomery, and it was there, and we got word about it that we could go and look at this ornament. So this past Monday night, Allison and I and Christian went over there and went to the governor's mansion, this beautiful home that was beautifully decorated. And, of course, they were doing some tours of, I guess, all that's going on right now with Christmas. And so we had to wait in this long line. But then we got to this this house on the side of the governor's mansion, and we were able to go in and see that Christmas tree and look on it, and we saw different some different friends of his that had some different ones, and we found his, and I got a few pictures of him holding that ornament. But that was a privilege to have an ornament in the governor's mansion, because this is the man who governs the state of Alabama. He's in that position, and that's why he lives there in that house. Governor Bentley lives there. Why? What does he do? He's the governor of the state of Alabama. The word govern means control, influence, or regulate a person or something else. To conduct oneself, especially in regard to controlling the emotions. That's what it means to govern, to control, to influence, to regulate. So Governor Bentley is governing Alabama. He's helping control and influence and regulate the state of Alabama. Well, what about you? What about you? Who's governing you? What about your life? Your day-to-day affairs? Who's governing you? Who has control or influence over you? Who is regulating you? Conducting you to act in a way, especially in a way that to regard controlling the emotions. Who's governing you? Well, I was taking Anna to school just this past week, and I heard Sinatra on the radio saying, "Well, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire inside's delightful." And you know, the rest of the tune, "Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow." Well, he also had another song that can really describe who can govern you. He had a song called "I Did It My Way." And that song is kind of the human way. I did it my way, and you know, you can do that if you want. You can govern your own life. You can do it your way. And that may be who's governing your life right now. When you consider that question, you may say, "I'm governing my life. I'm ruling my life and conducting it and in the way that I want. I'm doing it my way." But there is a better way. There's God's way. You can do it His way. Let's read Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 7 together. If you have a Bible, There should be one next to you in the chair if you need one, but let's turn to Isaiah. If you're new at this, that's going to be in the Old Testament, so you open your Bible in the middle and then back up just a little bit. Or it might be more, you might turn forward just a little bit. But if you're seeing Psalms spelled with a P, keep on flipping forward and you'll get to Isaiah. Look at Isaiah chapter 9. Let's look at these verses, 1 through 7. This is God's word. When Scripture speaks, God speaks. God has written this to us. It's His living word. When we read this, you hear from the Lord. You hear what He's telling you right now. He wrote through the prophet Isaiah here. This was written hundreds of years before Christ ever came. Let's look at it. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, He humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, He will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over His kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Who's governing your life? Who's governing your Christmas? That's just saying, who's governing you right now during this Christmas season? But let's go beyond that. Who's governing your Christmas and your life? Who is it? Well, there's a better way than you, and it's Jesus. Let Jesus govern your Christmas. Look at everything we just read here. Did you hear all that about governing? How the government will be on His shoulders and how the increase of His government will continue and how He will rule and reign. Did you hear all of that? Well, let Him do all that over you. Let Jesus govern your Christmas and have no more gloom. That's the first thing we notice here. Let Jesus govern your Christmas and have no more gloom. We see that in the first five verses. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, He humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, He will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. Have no more gloom. Notice in that first verse, there'll be no more gloom for those who were in distress. You know, when you govern yourself, if you're the one governing your Christmas right now, if you're the one governing yourself right now, then you set yourself up for distress. This is going to be you. There will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. That's going to be you. Anytime you're governing your life, and you know, that's one indicator. That's one way you can tell. If you're in distress and you're overwhelmed and there's... and it's a good sign that you haven't been letting Jesus govern your life. It's a good indicator that you've been governing your life, that you've been running it your way. When you experience distress, you set yourself... When you govern your life, you set yourself up for distress. And you're one of those that's mentioned here who is in distress. But then look at verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You see, light has come. That was our message last week, last Sunday. You can go to the website if you missed it. You can listen on the website. But last week, that's what we were talking about. John chapter 1. Light has come. Light has come. For those who were in darkness, you may feel like you're in darkness right now. This might be a time, or you might have different periods throughout this week. At different times, you may feel darkness, or that you're in darkness. Well, when we govern our lives, we're going to be in darkness. But when we let Jesus govern our lives, there is no more gloom. Light has come. He is the light. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So anytime that you're allowing him to govern your Christmas and your life, you'll be in the light. You won't be in the darkness. Then notice verse 3. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. It says here that he has enlarged. Who? God. The Lord. He has enlarged them and he's increased their joy. That's what he does. When you govern your life, you'll be in distress. You'll be in darkness. You won't have joy. But when you let Jesus govern your life, you'll be enlarged. Your life will be enlarged. You'll be blessed. And your joy will increase. It will be increasing. You will have that fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians 5:22 and following. God will produce those things in your life when you let him be in control. Love, joy, peace, patience. That's what your life will be characterized by when you let him govern your life. Notice also in verse 4 and 5, he'll set you free. He'll set you free. Is there anything that you're bound by right now, that you're entangled with, that you can't seem to be free from? Look at verses 4 and 5. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. What does he do? He sets them free from what they're bound by. He sets them free from their slavery, from the yoke, the things that bind them. When we govern our own lives, we become slaves. Slaves to the world, our own flesh, our own evil desires, the devil. And there's so many habits and different things that we can be entangled in when we govern our lives. But when we let Christ govern our lives, he sets us free. He sets us free. He sets the captives free. And so, let Jesus govern your Christmas and have no more gloom. All that we've just talked about is having no more gloom. Next, let Jesus govern your Christmas and know who he is. Let Jesus govern your Christmas and know who he is. That's what we see in verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Well, who is he? Who is this son that's going to be given? And remember, this was written hundreds of years before Christ ever came. That's just God's prophecy. But it's Jesus. So who is it? This son that's given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called, who is he? Here's what he'll be like. Here's who he is. He'll be called, here's a few names for him. There's many more throughout Scripture, but here's a few names for him. He'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let Jesus govern your Christmas and your life and know who he is. Now, let me ask you this question. Would you rather govern your Christmas and your life? Would you rather govern your Christmas or your life? Or would you rather have this one governing your Christmas and your life? The one who is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You, or Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, who might do a better job governing your life? Know who He is. Someone has written this about who He is. When you are confused, discouraged, or brokenhearted, He is the Wonderful Counselor. When your circumstances seem impossible, when failure appears to be inevitable, and when it looks as though your world is caving in, He is the Mighty God. When loneliness creeps in, or it seems no one cares, He is the Everlasting Father. He is the one who passes on to you an inheritance, making you a part of His royal family. When the stress of hectic schedules and demands upon your time take their toll, when the family scene is anything but heaven on earth, remember, He is the Prince of Peace. Who would you rather have governing your life? That or yourself? Know who He is. And it also said, and the government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called these things. You see, that's where the government belongs. The government of your life doesn't belong on your shoulders. It belongs on His. That's His will. That's His desire. He wants to govern your life because He loves you. And He knows that that's true life. That's what's best. That's what you seek. That's what you long for, is really His control in your life, His governing of your life. Let Jesus govern your Christmas, and not only will there be no more gloom, not only should you know who He is, but let Jesus govern your Christmas and everything else, and watch your peace increase. Let Jesus govern your Christmas and everything else, and watch your peace increase. That's what we see in verse 7. Of the increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. His government, He can just govern on and on and on. There's no end to it. Of the increase of His government and peace. Peace can just go on and on and on. Of the increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over His kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Let Jesus govern your Christmas and everything else, and watch your peace increase. You see, the more you let Him govern, the more peace you have. That's how it works out. The more you let Him govern, the more peace you have. That's what it's talking about here. Of the increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. Well, what about you? Who's governing your life? Maybe this morning you've realized that you want Him to be governing your life completely, totally, fully, continuously, 24/7. You've realized that's the way to live. I want Him governing my life. Well, if that's the case, I heard Ron Hutchcraft earlier this week. This may be what you want to do. If you want Him to completely govern your life in your own mind's eye and in your own heart, why don't you do this? Or you could do it literally when you get home, that'd be fine. But in your mind's eye, why don't you get a piece of paper before you and let that be a contract. And whatever is on that contract, that's what you're going to do. You're going to submit to whatever is on that contract, whatever God wants on that contract, if you're willing to, if you want Him to govern your life, then here's what you need to do. Ask yourself this: am I willing to take that blank contract, and down at the bottom it has a place for your signature? Am I willing to just sign my name and put the date with that blank contract and then hand it to the Lord Jesus Christ and let Him fill in the contract, whatever He wants? And you committed to it. You signed it. Whatever you want, Jesus, my life is yours. I'm yours. Blank contract. Here's my name. You fill it in. If it's death, if it's whatever it is, you fill it in. I trust you. If you're willing to do that, then you're ready to have Him govern your whole life. You're saying, I want you to govern my life. Let Jesus govern your Christmas and have no more gloom. Let Jesus govern your Christmas and know who He is. Let Jesus govern your Christmas and everything else, and watch your peace increase. Let's pray together. Lord, we come to You right now, Lord, and with those blank contracts in mind, and Lord, whoever is willing right now, Lord, I pray that You would open their thoughts and their understanding and their minds, and I pray that You would help each person that is willing right now to envision a blank contract. And Lord, that if they're willing, Lord, if anyone here is willing, that You would sign Your name right now in your mind's eye as we pray, that if you're willing, You would see yourself signing that blank contract. And now that it's signed, that You would just push it over to Jesus. Say, You fill it in, Lord. I want You to govern my Christmas. I want You to govern my life. I'm Yours. Whatever You want, Your will be done. We pray all these things in Your name, Jesus. Amen. Well, maybe that's your heart's desire right now. Maybe you're not sure if you have a relationship with Jesus. Maybe you're not sure that you truly know Him, and that if something were to happen to you, you were to die, that you would be with Him forever in paradise in His presence. Maybe you're unsure about that. Chris is going to lead us in a song. Don't leave here unsure about that. God has made it plain and simple. You don't have to leave here unsure about that. When Chris leads us in this song, just step out of your seat and come down the aisle, and you can come up here and pray at the altar. Maybe you want to come up here in your mind's eye, and maybe you want to come to the altar and sign that contract and just put it up on the altar. You can do that. Maybe you want to give your life to Jesus and ask Him to save you from your sins, believing that you've sinned against Him, that the penalty for sin is death and hell, that if you die in your sins, you'll be eternally separated from Him. Maybe you realize that's what God says in His Word, but that Jesus came for you, and He went to the cross, and He paid for all your sins, because the wages of sin is death. There has to be a death to pay for your sins, but He did it for you. He paid that penalty. He paid for all your sins, and then on the third day, He was raised from the dead. And maybe this morning, you want to just give your life to Him, and you want to say, Jesus, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Thank You for what You did for me. I accept what You did for me, that You paid for my sins, that You're raised from the dead. I believe You're God who came for me, the Son of God and God in the flesh, and I give my life to You. Save me from my sins. Come into my life. If that's what you're saying right now, come as Chris leads us in this song. And let's pray about that together. Let's talk about that together. Come and share that with me. We all want to rejoice with you. Maybe you're joining this church this morning. When Chris leads us in this song, now's your time. You can come and join this fellowship. But whatever God's telling you to do in this area of letting Him govern your life, then you do it. Maybe you're ready to stop governing yourself and take your hands off and just say, I want totally You, Jesus, to govern. Do that. You can do it at the altar. You can do it at your seat. But Let's do whatever the Lord tells us as Chris leads.